Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we tell real stories of unsolved crimes in an immersive way, covering every facet from the individuals affected by these crimes to the justice system yet to resolve them. In this investigative series, we provide an in-depth look at a variety of lesser-known cases in hopes of finding new information that can help establish culpability and bring resolution to them once and for all. Hear raw, true crime stories like never before. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. By the way, the Woad story was fake. I got sentled.
What Woad story?
They're getting forcibly removed. They've come out and denied the story. I apologize. Sounded too good to be true. I'll take my minus one.
No, it's too late. The damage is done.
Minus one.
Wow. You can't. Listen. For you're supposed propaganda. To be our leader. I'm supposed to fall for stuff like that. Not you.
You seem legit.
What was this?
For deception.
What was the guy's name? I forget.
Yeah, okay.
I lost it.
You don't want to read it.
No. I'm going to find it. I'll find it. It's got a lot of retweets already. A lot of people fell for it. Here, Scott Hughes. It's already got a million views on this tweet. After a heated verbal altercation with the officiating crew, St. Bonaventure GM Adrian Wojnarowski was ejected from the venue. Somebody then finds out and they said, just got multiple texts about this at the half. Can confirm Woj is good. And he has a picture of Woj in the stands. Just being normal.
Oh, basketball. Not even football.
Yeah, no, basketball. He's the Bonnies.
I respect RVA Richie. I expect that from Leroy. You know what?
I took my minus one like a man.
I was thinking too, RVA Richie. I expect that from me. I can fall for it.
I never heard of him before. Usually I know the parody accounts.
It kind of makes me not want to repeat anything I read on Twitter.
You shouldn't.
Until I first, call Tobin and ask him if it's true. But you falling for it.
Another says, I asked Field of 68 co-founder if this really happened. Quote, no, of course not. He has been sitting behind the bench and he hasn't spoken a word to the official the entire game.
Oh, no.
Wow. All right. My all right. It goes to Jaime Jaquez Jr. Just a good start to the season.
Good start.
With the losses,
good start.
He's been playing great basketball, yep. So I'm happy for Jaime. I also want to give an all right to our guy, Miguel Rojas, cool. For his big tater tot in the World Series.
I was the only one yelling at the TV. Former Marlin!
My oh no goes to the Dolphins, specifically new GM. There's no winning for you, apparently. If you sell everybody, people are going to be mad at you. I say, champ, do whatever you got to do, dude.
But they're not going to get rid of everybody.
You better get me a first round pick for Patrick Paul to prove me right.
You're an idiot.
What do you got?
So, my all right, I was going to give it to Miggy also. But I'm going to go ahead on and say I've seen some pretty incredible football this past weekend. So besides my teams losing, the Browns didn't lose. They were bye week. It was football has been entertaining because you never know what's going to happen. I've warned about this all year. It's just one of those years. Just sit back and enjoy it. It was cool. It was fun. Bears game was bonkers, including those ugly-ass try-to-go old-school leather helmets, but paint leather helmets on the regular helmets. Yeah, you're phonies. So that gives my all right. Sports was just awesome. this weekend. My own note. Like, I don't know how to say this, okay? But you.
Why?
Because you're being unreasonable with how you want things to happen from here on out for the Dolphins. And I think that you got to be real about it so these dummies out there don't just think, oh, we can do it this way.
Why, you think
I don't care. Just get somebody else. I don't care. Just get some. That's not how you
do
it.
I just want to go fired, trade.
But there's got to be some reality to it because you know that that's not how it works. You got to know that more than anybody.
It should work like that.
It doesn't. You know that.
I
that's why I'm giving it to you, because you know better. And you're still out here with this. So now, soon as I leave this building, people are going to yell at me, fire everybody!
They're almost there.
No, they're not.
One more guy.
You're going to keep A-Chan. You're going to keep Patrick Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep Waddle. Right?
Look, I'm not saying you have to actively even shop them. But maybe you throw it out there. Maybe somebody comes in.
Who on this team's worth a first rounder?
I gave you my guy, Patrick Paul.
The guy who's played the least amount of football of all of them.
Valuable position, has had a good year.
It doesn't matter. Yep. Dude, you got to. You're giving up a first rounder for somebody who played. If your team did that, you'd want that guy fired right away.
If I lost my left tackle, I wouldn't. Got to risk it to win the biscuit, dude.
What are you risking?
First round pick late.
You think he's better than a first round late pick?
Yeah, I do.
Then why would you trade to get a pick that's late in the first round?
Because there's no use for him right now. This team stinks.
How are you going to fix it if you get rid of one of the staples?
Got to reset the clock.
Are you ready to reset that clock?
I am.
You sound 100%
ridiculous. I am ready to reset the clock, dude.
You want to reset the clock?
Yep.
Are you going to be patient with it?
I've been patient.
No. We're here now.
I got a black belt in patient.
We're here now. How long do you think it's going to take to turn around?
I told you, 3 years. How many times are you going to ask me that?
Because I don't believe it. Like, you've been complaining about the last 20. Wait.
Ask me that today? How many times did he ask me that?
You know why, Dan Day? Can I tell you why? Because let me tell you what part of this doesn't make sense. You start the conversation by saying, I've been patient for 20 years, right? And then I ask you, how long do you think it's going to take to turn around? 3 years.
Yep.
Really?
With the right guy. You get the wrong guy.
Who's the right guy?
That's a good question. I don't know. That I don't know.
Okay. So.
I don't have an answer for you there.
You don't have an answer for anything. You're just going to shoot that
damn. Not Gruden.
Not Gruden.
Not
right.
Gruden. It's
right.
Not him.
Right.
Dan Day, what's your all right no-no?
I'm going to go with my all right Brad Marchand.
Oh, yeah.
Got the first goal and the last goal of the win against the Dallas Stars this coming Saturday, but it wasn't just any goal. One of his very close friends' daughters, young daughters, died earlier in the week.
Yeah.
So he got the first goal pointed up to the heavens. And then when no one wanted to make a goal in overtime, no one wanted to make a goal in the shootout, Brad Marchand got the puck, and you knew, lights out. And that's why I wanted to give him my all right.
He is awesome.
He is awesome.
He is awesome.
And for my oh no.
Hmm?
Oh no.
Enter Miami. They've got me scared.
What? They're going to do it again?
No. Please, last year.
When is game three?
I got to look that up, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, this series has gone on 3 weeks.
We like
one weekend.
We like to call the Pinks soccer crystal ball.
Saturday at noon.
Yeah. Oof. They played a game a week.
Yeah.
3 weeks for the first round?
Yeesh.
There's no sport in the world that lasts 3 weeks.
Well, you could have had it done in two if you would have taken care of business.
Yeah.
Last year, remember, they won the first game against Atlanta United, lost the next two. This year, they beat Nashville in the first one, lost over the weekend 2-1. Now, Saturday at noon, hopefully history.
They play at home, right?
Itself. Yeah, they're at Chase Stadium.
Okay.
Why is he giving me a minus one? D-Rup? Because I called them soccer crystal ball?
Ooh.
The Pinks.
Why are they soccer crystal ball? They just got a new coach, didn't they?
Get to the playoffs, and they choke in the first round. Yeah, that's fair. Crystal ball can't even get to the playoffs.
Okay. Have they ever even been in the ACC championship?
No.
Nope. They had the 1 year where they forfeited it. You know, they forfeited the right.
But
why?
Yeah, sanctions, cloud, all that nonsense.
Oh, so they did it themselves before.
Yeah, that's on us. That's on us.
Okay.
That's on us.
Great. All right, so they've never been
peacocking.
I mean, baby steps. You can't win a national championship if you don't first get to the ACC championship.
I never thought I would have lived to see the day where a Canes football team could struggle to even make it to a conference championship, and the basketball program made Final Fours.
Yeah. The Jacoby Brissett era has begun.
Huh?
Jacoby Brissett's playing tonight.
I just read a thing that just says Marvin Harrison Sr. tees off on Cardinals offense. And I was like, he speaks?
Oh, yeah. Dude, not much. He just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. You can see he doesn't talk much.
Well, his son.
His son is much bigger than him, too, which is weird, right? His son's a giant compared to him.
He said on the offense, he said, quote, "It's very hard for me to watch, and you can quote me on that. The style of offense that I'm accustomed to and I'm used to watching as a professional, as a wide receiver, I just can't relate to watching that current offense and that style. Basically, I can't relate to what goes on there." Jeez.
Part of the problem is that he's run, like, I would say back when he played, you had to be smarter at every position because there were a lot of on-the-go kind of adjustments, right? Like, you would run a route. If this coverage was out there, you would just alter your route, and everybody was always on the same page. The problem with the football that his son plays, right, is that they're running a lot of that stuff, but it doesn't involve him because he's not that throw the ball quick, break tackles, go up the field kind of guy. And they don't really design any type of offense to get his son open.
D-Rup says you're getting God again. I'm not. I'm reading this from ESPN. I swear to God. Not reading this off Twitter.
Yeah, because Marvin Harrison does not talk. He really doesn't.
Crazy, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we tell real stories of unexplained crimes. In this raw, immersive series, we investigate a variety of cases to determine why they remain unsolved and what we can do to change that. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. All right. Got to get some coffee in me. I got the heat tonight.
Oh, you staying down here? Are you?
Yeah. No, but it's at 10:30. 10:30 tired.
Oh, no, you got, all right. Yeah.
Not doing anything. I'm just regularly watching it. I got to, you know, fuel up on some.
Getting back into it.
Yeah, getting back into it, dude. All
right.
But I'll say we need this win, dude. I can't suffer an 0-4 trip. You know, that's going to send me to drink.
Well, you ran out, didn't you?
Me too.
I got a little bit.
You should have picked up some. You were in the home of the whiskey.
I should have. You're right. That's a bad job by me.
Bad job by you.
It's a bad job on me, but I was busy. I was doing things.
You weren't busy all day.
Tell you what, I got rooked on was those hotel. We had some post event beers, and they hit me for $10 a pop on those cans.
Where?
At the hotel.
Yeah.
Because all the bars were closed. By the time we were
that late.
It wasn't that we were late, but we weren't at Broadway. We had to go back to the hotel. The hotel's near Vanderbilt. And there really is not that much there by the time you get to midnight. So then we were just like, all right, I guess we'll just drink these hotel beers. And man.
Hotel beers. Oh, in the
Yeah, they had like a little nook where they sell the beers.
Oh, not even good beers, just regular Bud Light.
I had some Tennessee brew. It was potent.
Oh, at least that.
Did you start shadow boxing?
No.
That's Dan, that's the level of drunk that I need to know.
No, what I did was.
Did you have a little buzz? Was there shadow boxing? No shadow boxing, we're good.
All right, we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we tell real stories of unexplained crimes. In this raw, immersive series, we investigate a variety of cases to determine why they remain unsolved and what we can do to change that. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.